The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. How fertilizer prices could be shaping out for 2026. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. The prices that Michigan farmers are paying for their fertilizer remains sky high. But could we be seeing a drop in prices here in 2026?
It's a tough year in 2025. 2026 doesn't look a lot better.
And that's Josh Linville, Vice President of Fertilizer with StoneX. He says we're still seeing global supply issues for phosphate.
China's normally the world's largest exporter of phosphate. They normally export 8 to 10 million tons. I will be thrilled if they hit 4.5 million ton this year. And unfortunately, there's nobody to fill that gap. The global S&D for phosphate is very, very tight, and that's why you're seeing the price as high as it is.
However, he says that farmers could see relief when it comes to urea prices in 2026.
We've seen a lot more exports from China, which is a massive improvement over 2024. Europe is still going to struggle with their production rate. That's not expected to end anytime soon. Middle East has found peace. That's hopeful that we're not going to see war impact that production. So I feel like the nitrogen sector is in a better shape.
Any changes for potash in 2026?
Potash is still in good shape. It's just a little logistical game. It's gone back to being potash, boring old potash.
He says it does help that potash is being mined just north of the U.S. in nearby Canada.
Potash, we are already a massive, massive manufacturer. I'm saying this from a Canadian standpoint. They're the biggest producer and exporter by far. We've already got enough supply there, but that's where the money has been flowing to open up some mines in the U.S. I love it for the farmers around those mines. That is going to help their pricing.
He adds that the problems with the pricing and availability of farm fertilizers stem from the fact that the U.S. is heavily reliant on importing the supply when some of that fertilizer could be produced here domestically.
I think the one thing we can do the most with is nitrogen production. We're a net importer. We have some of the best natural gas supplies in the world. We have some of the lowest prices of gas in the world. We have some of the most politically stable countries in the world. And people say, well, it's a dirty production. We can produce it cleaner than the rest of the world. Our standards are going to be higher than what other people can do. So let's produce this at home. Let's build those plants here and quit being reliant on tons coming from like Russia and the Middle East and things like that.
Read more and check out my full conversation with Josh Linville. It's at MichiganAgToday.com.
Soil prep for next year begins as soon as the harvest is over. Don't miss out on nutrients you can return to your soil. Applying one of DairyDew's compost blends or layer manure accelerates the conversion of crop stubble into next year's plant food. That remaining plant material is full of nutrients that you want to return to the soil.
DairyDew's compost blends like Layer Ash Blend with Gypsum and Gypsum Plus not only help with releasing nutrients from your crop stubble, they also add beneficial biology and other missing minerals to your soil. Or go with an order of straight layer manure, an economical choice that still offers calcium and sulfur.
Improve your soil health for next year right now with a call to Morgan Composting. Crops don't wait. The seasons don't wait. You shouldn't wait. Address soil health this fall for better yields next year.
Not sure which is the best DairyDew product for your fields? Contact a soil health expert at Morgan Composting for a consultation. Call today or visit DairyDew.com to learn more.
Implants come from healthy soil. Healthy soil comes from DairyDew.
Hi, I'm Ella Gehring. I'm from the Alcona FFA in Northeast Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Low pressure lifts right through the state of Michigan today and is going to bring a mess to our state. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with that Michigan Ag Weather Update. Low pressure is tracking right now across the Lake Michigan and it's going to end up in northern parts of lower Michigan right near the eastern UP as we move through tonight into tomorrow. This track, along with the very cold air that's rotating in and the strong winds that are circulating around this low, it's all going to put together a very gray day for the day today, but also a day that features plenty of precipitation. Lake enhanced, the snow shower is going to be seen in a lot of areas through the day today, and we are going to be seeing this hold on through the evening and into the overnight tonight. It does look like as we move through Thanksgiving Day tomorrow, the circulation weakens a little bit. So these strong gusty winds that we're seeing today will back off a little bit for tomorrow. Still though, decent enough to see on again, off again, lake effect precipitation all the way through your Thanksgiving Day. So travel, yeah. just depends on where you're going as to how bad it will be. But if you get into western parts of lower Michigan, where we definitely see all of this coming off of the Lake Michigan shoreline, yep, travel's going to be very, very slow there. UP, same story. You're just going to be blasted with lake effect snow in a lot of areas. Now you get east into the Thumb. Yeah, we see plenty of lake effect clouds there and some flurries and flakes in the air, but I don't think the intensity is as strong through today and tomorrow in the Thumb as it is back farther west. Fast forward, getting into Friday, the winds do weaken some more. I think the clouds will slowly but surely try and break up late in the day. Not calling for a sunny sky at all, but we're trying to see the clouds break up a bit as high pressure parks right on top of us. It is a short-lived respite, though. Our next weather system lifts up into the state late Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, and Sunday, and this area of low pressure is coming right in to cold air, so that means snow is back. Accumulations are likely. We will put out accumulation totals for the weekend here on Friday, so stay tuned for that. Closer in here today and into tomorrow, western parts of Michigan are definitely going to be seeing multiple inches of accumulation of lake snow. The UP is set to get whacked here through the next 12 to 24 hours as well. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
When it comes to buying seed, you can have your cake and eat it too when you order from Seed Genetics Direct. Finance next year's seed order through SGD Financing or John Deere Finance and pay 0% interest through January 2027. Unbeatable seed quality for an unbeatable price, plus zero interest financing from the fastest growing independent seed company in the Eastern Corn Belt. Now that's a slice of cake no grower can turn down. Seed Genetics Direct, value, knowledge, performance. It's in our genetics.
As we check the grain and livestock markets Tuesday, here's Andy Eubank and Arlen Suderman with Stone X. They spoke just before the close of trade Tuesday.
Pre-Thanksgiving trade, Arlen, and the markets chopped around quite a bit throughout the Tuesday session. Light volume, what would you characterize the level of volatility as?
It's pretty quiet. It's a holiday week, and it feels like it. Some traders have already left to take the kids to grandma's house, and that shows there's not a lot of news to move the markets either, which is also fairly typical. This is really the beginning of a holiday period now through into the new year, when the markets tend to chop around and rather lower volume. And I think farmers are okay with that as long as it doesn't break to the downside. End users like it as long as it doesn't break to the upside. And basically what we're doing is, for the most part, consolidating in here. So the primary focus is China. And the traders are skeptical that China will buy everything that they have committed to. So that's a ceiling to the market. But on the other hand, nobody really wants to drive the market to the short side, just on the chance that maybe they will, because that potential is certainly there.
Yeah, definitely China is what the trade is interested in right now. A flash sale of soybeans to China announced on Monday morning. Nothing, though, on Tuesday morning. We'll keep an eye on that to get cues from China.
Yeah, absolutely. The weekly export sales reports won't be caught up for quite some time until the end of the year. And so therefore, we're going to be depending on those flash sale announcements as well as export inspections, which are current, to really gauge where we're at. There are some ships heading to our ports to load up with soybeans and some other commodities, so we should start seeing them show up in the inspections reports here over the next week or two.
Arlen Suderman with Stone X. Settlements from Tuesday, December corn down just a quarter cent at 423.5, but March corn a penny and a half higher, 438.25. March soybeans also a penny and a half higher, 11.24¾. March beans 2¾ higher at 11.34¾. And December wheat gaining a nickel at 5.27¼. December live cattle, though, 20 cents lower at 2.07 even. But December lean hogs up 25 cents at 78.45. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.